ghostly figure emerging from thick fog shrouding a London dock has been through a hellish journey, an escape from prison and a rescue at sea. But it's not quite a joyful homecoming.
There's a hole in the world like a great black pit, and the vermin of the world inhabit it, and its morals aren't worth what a pig could spit, and it goes by the name of London. At the top of the hole sit a privileged few, making mock of the vermin in the lower zoo, turning beauty into filth and greed. I too have sailed the world and seen its wonders.
At the dodgy end of Fleet Street, he finds the faded barber pole still hangs on the doorway above Mrs. Lovett's pie shop. But gone are the loving wife and beautiful daughter from whom he had been ripped away by a jealous judge.
15 years. Sweating and living hell. On a false charge. 15 years dreaming I might come home to a wife and child.
Well, I can't say the years have been particularly kind to you, Mr. Barker.
No. Not Barker. That man is dead. It's Todd now. Sweeney Todd. And he will have his revenge.
So begins a murder spree, as gentlemen and dandies flock to Sweeney Todd's barber chair, only to be dispatched by a quick slice of his razor. As the bodies pile up, Todd and Mrs. Lovett come up with a plan, grind them up and bake them into pies, and serve them to her unsuspecting customers.
These are desperate times, Mrs. Lovett. Desperate measures are called for.
Here we are, hot out of the oven.
What is that?
It's priest. Have a little priest.
Is it really good?
Sir, it's too good, at least. Then again, they don't commit sins of the flesh, so it's pretty fresh.
Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street, took Broadway by storm in 1979. Composer and lyricist Stephen Sondheim says over the years, of all the filmmakers who wanted to make a screen version, Tim Burton, with his penchant for the macabre, was the ideal choice.
I knew it from the time he came to me 20 years ago that he really loved the story. And that was the first thing, that he likes the story and he likes the musical. And he's not a particular fan of stage musicals, but something about this spoke to him, and I absolutely trusted that. He didn't have to be persuaded about the story. He didn't want to change the story. He wanted the story just the way it was. I was also enthusiastic about some of his movies, but the real point was that he loved the material.
Director Burton says it felt to him like the old-fashioned gothic horror films that he enjoyed as a kid.
You take away the voices and you strip away, and it's like a great old movie score. And it's like a melodramatic story. So it, to me, if you took out the music, it would lend itself to one of those old horror movies that we talked so much about for years. So it is very cinematic. And the music, you know, when you listen to the soundtrack, you get the story by the music. And we just thought that was really a cool way of doing it, you know, not have 10 pages of dialogue, somebody sings another dialogue, sing, you know, keep it musical. I thought that was a real strength of the piece.
Burton wanted his friend Johnny Depp for the title character, but could he handle all the complex music?
I had absolutely no idea if he could sing. I mean, he said he thought he could do it, but I strangely had absolutely no fear of that whatsoever. I mean, I worry about a lot of things, but I strangely did not fear that at all. And he exceeded my expectations. So I was very lucky. I didn't go through any angst on that level at all.
Like Tim was saying, I mean, he didn't know if I could sing. Likewise, I didn't know if I could sing.
Depp says it was a challenge.
I had a feeling because of my background in music that I could hit a note or two. I didn't know if I could sustain a note. I really didn't know if I could pull it off. So that's why I said to him, I think I can do it, let me go off and try some stuff, you know. So I went into a buddy's studio, like a little garage studio, and started to record the songs just to see if I could get over the initial fear, you know. So did that, started to get a bit more confident, and then the idea of me standing in front of a guy at a piano singing scales just seemed, my instinct just said, this is wrong. It doesn't matter if you know how to sing, just sing, you know, so that's what I did.
All right, you, sir, have about a shave. Come and visit your good friend Sweeney. You, sir, too, sir, welcome to the grave. I will have vengeance. I will have salvation.
For Sweeney Todd creator Stephen Sondheim, the film succeeds because of the acting and not necessarily the singing.
I'm interested in storytelling. I mean, what I like about songwriting is songs used to tell a story. That's why I don't write songs apart from theatrical pieces. I like songs that are part of a dramatic texture. And therefore, I like the scenes to be acted. I want to follow the story, and that means you lean on the actors. And so I'm used to what I would call untrained singing. And if there had been anybody in the film, if any of the leading roles had been cast with a professional capital S singer, then it would have been out of balance, and I think it would not have worked so well. But they're merely actors who are musical, all of them. And that's why I think it works so well.
The history of the world, my love.
Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, also features Helena Bonham Carter as piemaker Mrs. Lovett, Alan Rickman plays the nefarious Judge Turpin, and Sacha Baron Cohen also appears as the rival barber Pirelli, who becomes Sweeney Todd's first victim and Mrs. Lovett's first tasty ingredient. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.
What is that?
It's fop, finest in the shop. Oh, we have some shepherd's pie peppered with actual shepherd on top. And I just begun. Is the politician so oily? It's served with a dooley, have one.
Put it on a bun, well, you never know if it's going to run.
Fry the fryer, fry the destroyer.
No, the clergy is really too coarse and too mealy. Ah, but always arrives overdone. I'll come again when you have Judge on the menu. Have charity towards the world, my pet.
Yes, yes, I know, my love.
We'll take the customers that we can get.
High born and low, my love.
We'll not discriminate great from small. No, we'll serve anyone,
meaning anyone,
and to anyone.